Welcome back to Old Chicago. It's the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here live on October 26th, final Coaches Show of the month of October. I want to thank soccer coach Corey Bryant for joining us to lead off this show and football's head coach Tom Minnick for just joining us now. Both teams in action this weekend, women's soccer in the playoffs on the road in Kansas City, football back at home as they host Ellsworth in search of win number four. One sport getting ready to kick off their season is men's basketball. Garden City finished 21-9 in the first season under new head coach Rusty Elmore. They come into the season ranked as the preseason number 16 in JUCO and were projected as the number 3 team in the Jayhawk Conference this season. With basically an entirely new roster, only Boston Harker returns from last season's successful team, but Rusty Elmore and his coaching staff are back and looking to build on a very strong first season at Conestoga Arena with their season coming up next week against McCook. I got the chance to catch up with the second-year head coach earlier this week. Let's take a listen. All right, we're now joined by second-year basketball coach Rusty Elmore. Coach, we're single digits away from the start of basketball season. How are you feeling about the year coming up?
I can't believe it's already that time of year. You know, most people like the leaves and appreciate it now. To me, it just increases my anxiety because, that's a signal that it's that time of year. And, you know, I'm excited, but it's just hard to believe it's already that time of year.
I don't know. I'm still not used to leaves changing being from Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, you get a real taste of Kansas next week. I think it's down in the teens, so you'll get your baptism into Garden City here real soon.
So 21-9, your first season here in Garden. What were some of the big turning points for your team last year?
It was kind of up and down at times. You know, we'd go on a 3 or 4 game winning streak, and then we'd slip up, and it was kind of how the year. And then we finished, I think, on a 6-7 game winning streak, and then lost a heartbreaker to Hutch. And, you know, if we'd have won that one, there was a good chance we was probably going to get in the national tournament. And then, you know, and then had to carry over into the Independence and just lost probably one of the craziest games I've ever been a part of to end the season against Independence. And, it left a sour taste in his mouth, in my mouth, I think everybody's mouth, that, you know, that we knew we had talent to probably be good enough to win the league, that, you know, we came up about 2 games short. And, the bad thing is we lost just about everybody, and then we had to go reload and do it all over again. This league is unbelievable. You know, you've got to recruit to win this league, but you do that by, I think, getting older guys that have been through it, and you got to have a little bit of size, you got to have some athleticism, and you got to be able to put the ball in the hole too. And, you know, I think we did a pretty good job of addressing that, but, you know, time will tell.
Let me ask about that. You said that the end of last season really left a sour taste in your mouth. How did that change the way you went out and recruited this new team?
I mean, I was back in here at 8 o'clock that next morning on Sunday, going through the portal. Basically, you know, I needed to do something to occupy my mind because it was heartbreaking. You know, not only for me, for those guys. I mean, that locker room, they were devastated, and we had put a lot. We'd been through a lot that year with injuries and. Our backs were against the wall and we fought, and, you know, we were that close to getting to the national tournament and didn't end up not making. I mean, it was just devastating, and, we're determined to get there this year.
So going through a team that had to face so much adversity and did a great job of it, as you mentioned, at the end of the year, that 7-game win streak, what are some of the lessons that you learned from last season that you want to carry over to this year's bunch?
We stressed it last year, but I don't think our guys understood, like, you've got to show up every night in this league. And we've been on them in practice that we can't afford to have a bad day because we can't afford those habits. And, it's probably going to take a few hiccups to probably get that to sink in. But, you know, we're trying to avoid that. And we're trying to prepare these guys for that, you know, whether they're the last place team or the first, you've got to play hard and play well and compete every night or you're going to get annihilated in this league. It will expose you.
Well, as far as preseason expectation goes, things are pretty high. You're projected 3rd in the conference, number 16, the preseason poll. What was their reaction to that?
Who doesn't like the recognition? But at the end of the day, it really doesn't mean a whole lot. And what that does, it puts a bullseye on our back. Do I think we're the 16th best team in the country right now? Probably not. But, you know, do I think we can be? Yes. We just got to go to work every day and keep getting better, and hopefully we can live up to these expectations.
So to dive into this year's team, one thing I remember you mentioning at the last luncheon here at Garden City is that you weren't used to having this much size in a team. Can you talk to me about what you meant by that?
Yeah, I mean, we've got five. You know, we have Charles, who we're still waiting to try to get a waiver to get cleared to play. But four, probably mid-major or better bigs. And, you know, I'm used to playing five out, four round one. You know, it's taken some adjustment for me to get these guys in positions to be successful. And, you know, what I found out in our first jamboree is, you know, our guards were trying to drive and our bigs were in the way, you know. And so we've kind of cleaned that up a little bit and tinkered with seeing here and there. But to me, that was the biggest adjustment. You know, we're just not used to having two bigs on the floor at the same time. You know, the good thing with, like, Thomas Toot, he's more like a guard than a big. He does some things like a big needs to do, but he also can handle it and shoot it, and pretty good mobility for his size. So, you know, we may get back to that four-round one just because he brings a different element. But, you know, there may be times we've got a 7'3 and a 6'10 or 6'9 out there, and, you know, we've got to be able to play around it and use that to our advantage.
Let me talk about that, because you bring in Thomas Duke from St. Peter's, Bull Kerr, who had his name in the NBA draft, but they both handled the ball pretty well. When you have forwards that can handle the ball the way that these two can, what does that do for your system?
It's hard to guard. You know, when you've got bigs that, you know, if they're not very skilled, they can just put their big in the paint, and, you know, now they got to come out and guard these guys, and, you know, that it puts a lot of strain on the defense. I mean, as you can see at the highest level, that's how they're all playing now, because they realize, like, it's really hard to guard that. You know, I don't think we're NBA level guys, but, you know, for our level, we got two, really three. I mean, Isaiah Dixon, it's also got some versatility to his game as well. And, you know, it's three guys that we can pick and pop with. You know, teams kind of have to pick their poison.
Has it been a difficult challenge getting this group to learn how to play together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just the part of it. You know, at the junior college level, is that, you know, you put a new team together every year and you're trying to build continuity. And you know, I'll be honest, the first couple of preseason jamborees, we struggled with that. And, you know, we were still trying to figure our team out. And, you know, I feel pretty good that, you know, we went on a little three-game win streak to end out, but beat three pretty good teams to head into the season. It kind of gives us some momentum, but you know, that's the hardest part of being at this level. And I guess the Division I's are kind of figuring that out too now with the portal days. But, you know, that's just every year at our level. And especially early, you know, the better you can get that, the better you're going. You know, you'll see some teams probably struggle in November, but, you know, February, March, they're really, really good. And it's part of these guys just haven't spent a lot of time together.
Where's the biggest place you've seen this team change from those first couple of jamborees to this three-game win streak down the preseason?
Ball movement, number one. I mean, we did not win our first two preseason games because we took a lot of bad shots and we turned the ball over. We've settled down a lot, and I mean, we looked, you know, pretty good against Eastern Arizona, which is a really good team. I mean, they got three or four Division I guys, and, you know, we beat them by 15. I thought that was a great win for us. I mean, they would probably be a middle of the pack in our league. You know, I thought that was we had ball movement. We only had about 10 or 11 turnovers for October. That's pretty good. You know, we're starting to figure out what guys can do, what they can't do, put them in spots to be more successful. To me, that's kind of been the biggest change through October.
When you look at the guard play this year, you bring in Brody Robinson, who's just played 30 games for Chattanooga at the D1 level. Yep. What's unique about the way that he plays?
He's a baller. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I mean, our last two preseason games, he had 28. I coached DeMarcus Sharp about 5 years ago. He was player of the year in our league and was player of the year in the South in last year. He was probably the best player I ever coached. Brody may be up there. I mean, he just brings so many intangibles that are really hard to find at our level, and his work ethic, and I mean, I'm a little biased, but I think he's got a great chance to be, you know, maybe the best player in our league. I mean, he's that good.
When you were watching his film on Chattanooga, what was the one moment where you saw him make a play and you're like, yeah, that's why we're on the my system?
Well, we tried to recruit Brody the summer before when I got the job here. Bobby Norbert, my older sister, had a relationship with him, and Chattanooga took him late. As soon as we found out he was going in the portal, we went, you know, full press on him. And, you know, we were kind of worried. I mean, he had probably 10, 11 offers from Division I. He could have stayed at the Division I level, but he chose to come here and you know, try to increase his stock and show what he could really do at the college level. And so far, he's outperformed, I think, what a lot of people think he could do. I mean, my phone's ringing off the hook after how he played this past week. And, you know, he's a rare find at this level to bring all the tangibles and the skill level and just the maturity that he brings. We just don't really find that many guys like him at this level.
You talked about how you've played, you know, 4-out, 1-in, and even 5-out sometimes. So a point guard really is very important. What are some of the things that you always need your point guards to do when they're on the court?
Just get us in our stuff. Get the ball. We call race 27, where we want to be at the three-point line by 27 in the shot clock. And then that way it gives us more time to get into our offense and maybe beat the other team down the floor. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, I don't want the ball turned over. You know, Brody's going to be one of those guys that's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. You know, but with that comes responsibilities where we can't turn it over. You know, he's got some pretty good weapons to go with him. And what I think this is the thing that makes Brody special the most is he makes the other guys around him better. And we're starting to see that the last couple of weeks here in the preseason.
You talk about turnovers. I actually saw a stat last year. You guys only turned the ball over about 13 times in road games last year, whereas you would turn it over 15 times at home. So you did a really good job at restricting turnovers in some tough places in this conference. What's the biggest key to that?
Just being smart. I mean, really, you know, you got to run your offense. And, you know, I tell our guys all the time, base hits are sometimes better than home runs in basketball. What I mean by that, just make it the simple next pass instead of trying to make the home run pass. And to me, that's the biggest thing. And trust our ball movement and player movement to get us good open looks and shots and not wild, crazy passes to try to create things that aren't there.
You mentioned that Brody's starting to make some guys look a lot better. Another one of the key wings that you bring in is Braxton Jones from Hartford. Have you noticed those two play together?
They play well together. I mean, you know, it'd be hard for me to say there's a better backcourt in the country. And, you know, Braxton's going to take a lot of the load off Brody when he comes out or needs a break. He'll be our backup point guard. You know, but what Braxton does really – I mean, Braxton can flat out score that ball now. I mean, he's as good as I've coached when it comes to being able to score and get to his spots to score. And, you know, kind of the knock on him getting in here was on the defensive end. And, you know, he's not where he needs to be completely, but he's night and day better on the other end of the floor. And to me, that's what's really, I think, going to push him over the top when it comes to his recruiting.
Now, getting into the first month of the season, you mentioned that, you know, there's going to be some teams that take some knocks in the first part of the year. What are some areas that you want to try and improve on before you get to conference play in this first month of the year?
We can shoot the ball better. I mean, we got guys that can shoot, I really believe can shoot it, but our stats have not been super great in the preseason. I mean, our last preseason game was the first one we've been over 30%, and we'd like that thing to be in the high 30s, low 40s. And we've got guys that can shoot it. They just – for whatever reason, we haven't been able to, you know, put it in the hole. And it's concerning because we'll play some teams that really pack it in. And if you're not making threes, you're probably not going to win. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time. Guys are coming in extra and getting up extra shots. And we're hoping the work will start to show. And we are trending up there and when it comes to shooting. So hopefully, you know, as we're getting into the flow of things that three ball starts falling. To me, that's a big thing that you got to do to be able to win big, is be able to hit the three.
Yeah, of course. I know it's hard to compare such different teams. What are some of the things that this year's unit does a little better than last year's unit at this time?
It's hard to say. You know, last year's guys were really talented too. But, you know, these guys I think are a little bit more mature than the guys I had last year. What I mean by that is just where they are and how we play. You know, last year's group, our guards were so good. I mean, and we had three or four of them. And, but, you know, we kind of had the same growing pains last year as we're doing right now. You know, it's just part of it. And, you know, I do think this bunch guards a little bit harder than last year's, a little bit smarter. When I say smarter, basketball IQ, you know, to me, you know, I think we might can win a few extra games just how smart we play at times, or at least we have the last couple of games. It's been encouraging to me. But, you know, it's hard for me to say. You know, last year's group was a special bunch.
Last but not least, you got a big game, first game of the season. You host McCook here at Conestoga Arena. You mentioned at that luncheon a month ago they had one of the best big men in JUCO. What's the key if you guys want to be able to win on night opening night?
We just got a key. To me, the key is we got to pressure their guards to make it really hard to get the ball in there to him. And then on the flip side of that, we got to block him out. I mean, we're going to do what we call tag team blocking out. I mean, he's so big and athletic and fast and strong that, you know, it's going to take multiple guys keeping him off the paint for us to have a chance to win that night. And, I mean, I'm in about three of their preseason games so far. And, I mean, you know, he's got offers to Baylor and Oklahoma and Nebraska. You see why. I mean, he is really, really good. You know, I don't think he's a guy that can step out and shoot it. But, you know, he's so athletic, so big, so strong that it's going to be a tough one for us to try to limit him.
Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck next week. Best of luck this season.
Thanks, Kyle.
That is basketball head coach Rusty Elmore coming on here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Thank you so much to Coach Elmore for joining the show. That will do it for another edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here live from Old Chicago. I want to give a special thank you to coaches Corey Bryant, Tom Minnick, and Rusty Elmore, who you just heard from, for joining in tonight's show. And always a huge thank you to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room for providing tonight's hospitality. We're going to have a couple weeks off the Garden City Community College Coaches Show in the coming weeks. Of course, basketball starts up. Next Thursday will be women's basketball's opener as they host Lamar. The Thursday after that, Garden City men's team will be in action in a non-conference matchup against Sterling. So Garden City Community College Coaches Show will return again on November the 16th. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to Colin Loft back at the KWKR 999 The Rock Studio for operating here today. This has been your Garden City Community College Coaches Show. My name is Ben Cal Friedman. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to have you on tomorrow as Garden City High School Buffaloes take on Free State in their playoff matchup in week 9. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.